Thanksgiving can be about many things: spending time with friends and family, watching football, and, of course, eating. Today, reporter Jake Warga is far from home in Morocco. So instead of turkey and the trimmings, he spent the past week diving into local fare and sent us this culinary postcard.
Like any good tourist, I hunger for culture and food. Luckily, culinary tours are an increasingly popular way to travel. So I joined a tour with six other Americans to learn the tastes of Morocco, a country where culture and food are inseparable. Our first taste comes from the past. In the Arica Valley, in the shade of the Atlas Mountains, live the Berbers, Morocco's indigenous group.
Now we are in the weekly market called Monday.
At the Monday market, we're gathering everything we need to make Berber couscous, including beef, cut manually with a handsaw at an open-air butcher's area.
Yeah, I told them just we need 4 kilos, about 8 pounds of meat for couscous.
This is Karim.
Yeah, Karim at Ali from the Casbah Omar.
Karim is working with Access Trips in the States, which has seen a 90% jump in bookings for culinary tours in the past year alone. My cooking class is at Casbah Omar, a hotel nestled in a Berber community. Cooking in a tagine, the classic clay pot with a cone top over a charcoal fire, I'm experiencing the same tastes and smells that numerous generations before have enjoyed. It's time travel through cooking. I see similar fires peppered throughout the valley. But by far, my favorite dish is a meaty pastry called pastilla. It's typically made with pigeon meat, but yeah, we're using chicken and almonds instead. With cinnamon, nutmeg, turmeric, and so many spices, it's salty and sweet at the same time, like history itself, and the dish is history. Mina, chef of Moroccan cuisine, specializes in pastries. She explains that pastilla came from the Moors, Muslims who lived and mixed in what is now Spain and Portugal.
For me, the past always sweet, like honey. No bad taste.
Just down the coast is Essaouira. It's where I talked with Rashida Hedemi, a local historian. I wanted to ask her what the past tastes like, what flavors from history remain in the food, the culture.
Every time I think about the past, I think about a very special dish in which you have different flavors, which we call shchina. It's a Moroccan Jewish dish with chickpeas. Every time I eat it, for me, it's history. It's full of the history of the city.
Historically, Essaouira is well known as a city where Jews and Muslims live side by side. We end our tour in Marrakesh, and feeling a little homesick, I sneak off from the group and eat some French fries from a McDonald's. I was transported instantly across an ocean and through time to my own past. They tasted like my childhood, but a bit bland and suburban, so I sprinkled on a little rasa hanout I bought earlier from a spice cellar. It's a popular blend of 35 spices that, I'm told, will make anything taste like Morocco. It's true. My past and present came together in the next bite. For NPR, I'm Jake Warga in Morocco.